We're following developments in Russia today, where China's top diplomat Wang Yi has wrapped up a meeting with President Putin at the Kremlin. The two appeared on Russian state television, where Wang told Putin that relations between China and Russia are rock solid. That's despite the war in Ukraine and repeated U.S. warnings to China to not provide weapons or other support to Putin's invasion. The likely next step coming out of this meeting will be a visit to Russia by Chinese leader Xi Jinping sometime later this year.
Many of the world's democracies are increasing their support for Ukraine in its war against Russia, and they are condemning Moscow for its continued invasion. However, the world's largest democracy, India, is sending a different signal. From Mumbai, NPR's Lauren Freyer tells us why.
Two Russians were found dead in a span of 4 days.
A spate of mysterious deaths of Russian citizens in India around Christmas. One of them was a Russian lawmaker who'd criticized the Ukraine war. That fueled conspiracy theories about Russian assassins on Indian soil. Nothing was proven, but it left some Indians asking how much they trust Moscow. The answer, historically, has been a whole lot, says Raji Rajagopalan, a political scientist at the Observer Research Foundation in Delhi. The India-Russia relationship goes way back, she notes.
It started out in the backdrop of India gaining independence from the British, so it's anti-colonial, which also translated to pro-Soviet sympathies. And as the Cold War picked up, it became more anti-West.
The end of the Cold War did not change that. Neither has the Ukraine war. India's nationalist TV news channels accuse the U.S. of doing more to ruin Ukraine.
Ukraine ko jitna Putin tabah nahi karenge, utna America kar dega, likh lijiye aap.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for a ceasefire in Ukraine. But Praveen Chakravarti, a political economist affiliated with the opposition Congress Party, says, look at India's actions rather than its words.
The actions that India is engaged in so far do not reflect any remorse or even mild criticism of the events in Ukraine. If anything, it seems to aid and abet.
Modi's government has doubled down on buying Russian oil at bargain prices, much to Washington's chagrin. And his foreign minister, S. Jaishankar, visited Moscow in November, where he said,
"For us, Russia has been a steady and time-tested partner."
A partner not only for oil, which relatively poor India desperately needs, but perhaps more importantly, for weapons. India's military uses Russian equipment, mostly from that Cold War period, and some of it is deteriorating, says Aparna Pandey, a political scientist at the Hudson Institute in Washington.
Let's just go to the Air Force. Most of those Sukhois and MiGs are referred to as flying coffins. Very often Indian pilots die when they are testing or flying those.
Indian defense experts may be the only ones who were not surprised to see Russian tanks falling apart in Ukraine. They've been unhappy with Russian weapons for years. The Indian government has started replacing them with French, Israeli, American weapons. But it's tricky, Pandey says.
Let's say my entire apartment had only IKEA furniture. And now I decide, okay, now I want to change it and I want West Elm. I cannot just replace one chair, right? I have to change my entire dining table and all the chairs. So what India has done is piecemeal. But those big ticket items are still Russian made. And so that's the change which has to happen.
Only then, she says, might Russia's influence over India wane. Now, there's one big reason India needs all these weapons, and that is China. India shares a more than 2,000-mile border with China. Satellite imagery shows China may be encroaching on Indian territory. Soldiers have clashed there in recent years. And as the West isolates Russia, India fears that Vladimir Putin may increasingly look eastward.
You're already seeing a very close Russia-China relationship emerging even in the last few years.
Again, that's political scientist Raji Rajagopalan, who says that's a concern for the U.S. and for India.
We don't want Russia to go completely into the Chinese fold because for India, China has become the number one national security threat.
And despite the Ukraine war, that's still true for the U.S. too. So even if the Biden administration doesn't like it, it understands why India has not condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And it may even see India's ties with Putin as useful to try to help mitigate just how far this war drives him into Xi Jinping's arms. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.